fishy in.
I think I'm the only one ordained here.
I can go on a Google and get ordained right now.
No, but I'm going to be a bridesmaid, so I don't want to ordain.
You look better in a dress anyway.
Yes.
You just might be the only bridesmaid.
What do you mean I'll be the only one?
It might be very small.
Well, because she said she wanted to, like, elope.
I know. I forgot about that. Well, no matter where you elope, I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah. We're doing this, and then we're going to go on, like, a week-long vacation together.
Sounds
great. Like, as a big group.
Yes.
Yep.
I will be drunk the entire time.
All right. Okay. Well, on that note, welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
We back.
Yeah, sorry for the quick exit with no explanation. We actually recorded at the end of last year and the file corrupted. So we thought we would start this off with just kind of a little recap on what happened and where we are.
Yeah.
Life got in the way of a podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been like a year.
What are we at right now? August 18th.
Yeah.
I think the last thing we published was in November of 2024.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a hot minute.
Well, I'll go first. Whose fault is
things
that?
Things have changed. It's
mine.
Yeah. It's all of us.
And Liz.
It's all of us. Life got in the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but last episode, I think we were like making lots of jokes and having fun alluding to the baby.
Oh, we've been making jokes like that for a long time.
I know. But then it was actually true then. So sorry, guys. I've been out because I popped one out. So.
Yeah, I did remember.
Congratulations.
We made jokes like, don't hurt the baby.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
For a while, though, I didn't actually have one. It was just a joke. And then I did. So thank you.
But she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes. I'm very excited to have her, but also to be back.
And since we don't use real names, we'll just call her Baby B.
Yes. Aww. Baby B number two. What have you guys been up to?
Well, Liz relocated.
I did. I'm still in the same state, just about 7 hours away. New company, new role, new challenges.
Yeah.
Lots of stories to come with it. Trust me.
Are you in the same industry or have you pivoted?
So technically, same industry. I would say kind of the same department as well.
But safety police.
I am definitely I'm in charge of safety, guys. I have led numerous safety committee meetings. Any injuries, workers' comp, come to me.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh. Those are really annoying to do, but you get to know some of the tea around the hotel.
Oh, I love that. Do you deal with just guest injuries or associates as well?
Both.
Oh, man.
So I've seen, even just last week, I saw a stroke.
Damn.
Ooh. Yeah, seen like numerous seizures over the last 6 months.
Okay, but your stroke victim, was he younger or older?
It was an older gentleman, and they were in just a guest hallway, and all of a sudden he was like, I can't walk, I can't move.
Aww.
And we responded with full trauma bag, and the wife was going nuts, as you would assume one does in the state of an emergency. And we couldn't really do anything. We just kept uncomfortable until paramedics and EMTs like arrived. And we always follow up with these guests after injuries whenever they seek further care. Those are the fantastic phone calls I get to make every single morning. Mm. And they gave us like 5,000 stars. We got to him quick. We did everything. We got him help right away. So he's on his road to like a full recovery.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of the good stories. Yeah.
And that's all on your shoulders.
It's definitely a lot, but I really do enjoy it. You know, I'm very fulfilled. And
that's amazing.
One big change from my previous role is I have a much larger team. Currently, right now, I think I'm overseeing close to 200 people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can you imagine remembering 200 names?
No.
So employee drama must be like one of your biggest things you have to deal with then, right? With that many people?
Oh, yeah. And even something as small as like, why did I get scheduled this day instead of this day?
Ugh,
and
schedule drama.
Well, I want this day off. It's like, well, you requested it off 12 days in advance and this person requested off 2 months in advance. So I have to give them the day off.
Do you have to fire people?
I have fired so many forking people.
For
please,
what?
Tell us fun stories.
Oh, there was one. Well, I have a dog. If the listeners didn't know that already, I've talked about her plenty. Let's be real. Okay, so firing. Pretty early on in my tenure at this job, I had staff get intimate on the floor.
Like how okay, intimate, say, though?
Which I face?
I say get intimate. Okay, these are still like teenagers, but they locked lips and had a little like booty grab.
On the floor.
Scandalous. And we have cameras everywhere. And someone reported it like, hey, I just thought this was kind of weird. Like I turned around and like.
Being another associate or a guest?
No, an associate was like, I just thought it was kind of weird. Like they're on the floor kissing and pull up footage and confirmed. Yeah, they kiss. And then they pull away and one of them like grabs the other one again and goes in for another one.
Oh my gosh. So they couldn't have been shocked to be termed, right?
They did, but the girl was very emotional.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
She's like, well, like, I got my boyfriend this job and I don't want to mess it up. And I said, well,
you did.
Did you think that was appropriate? Like, yeah, we deemed it sexual harassment.
Oh man, that's wild.
Plenty of attendance. I pretty much term people for attendance like biweekly. Mm. What's another one? I still oversee, let's just like water attractions. And we have collisions of guests occasionally. Collisions?
So like they're on a slide and then they run into each other?
Because they're dispatched incorrectly. So we fired for that. Big safety concern. Mm. I had an associate who was working an attraction with you had to close the door.
Okay.
And they closed the door on a little kid's arm.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like broken?
Were they hurt? Or?
It didn't break, but they were visibly upset and crying and running away. And the associate just kind of like let them do it.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
so lack of emotion.
Oh, yeah. And the guest mom had to come up and be like, hey, this happened to my kid. And we were like, no, surely not. Oh, yeah, it happened.
Oh, my
if
gosh.
If I was a mom and there was no emotion in that associate.
Ugh. Mama bear, come out.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Okay, so what was the reason for termination?
Negligence?
Safety, yeah.
Oh, and how goodness. Did they take it?
Oh, they tried to get out of it, like when we suspended pending investigation, but you know you're going to get fired.
Yeah, yeah. It's a formality.
Is there anything I can do? Can I apologize? And I straight up was like, well, that would have been good in the moment.
Yeah, so they didn't report you?
But this is what we're doing now, pending HR investigation.
No, I don't know what I would have done if that was my kid. And there was lack of emotion.
It would have gone down.
Well, lack of so much. Like, you're not doing your job if you close the door on my kid's arm. Like, what the fork are you doing?
Watching the two associates make out on the bulldog.
I was just going to say apparently. That.
Oh, my God.
Man, what else have I fired people for, though? It's mainly, like, they're f***ing up, but they also have bad attendance. So you just go that
attendance
route.
Attendance is so easy.
Yeah.
And the company I'm with now, very strict attendance policy. I'm printing corrective actions daily.
For your attendance policy, do you do the point system?
Yep. But even just a call out is 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call out twice, you get a verbal warning.
Yep. Or no call, no show. At least in my previous role was at least 5 points. And that was an automatic final. Well,
I've had numerous job abandonment.
Oh, yeah.
Two no call, no shows. I'm texting you 24 hours. If I don't get a response, gone.
Bye, Felicia.
Good riddance. I don't want you anyway.
No. So do you guys want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay. This is a blast from the past. I'm not sure if you guys are going to remember. I know Bill will.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys remember when I had that guest that was a little old lady?
That wrote in cursive that no one could read?
Because I couldn't read cursive.
Yes.
Yes.
Did she come back?
She came back. And she came back while I'm on leave. So, shocker, I'm not at work right now. She came back while I was on leave and she did a survey and she remembered me.
Aww.
Oh, another how sweet. One.
So, would you guys like to read what she said?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
This is my second less than perfect stay at this particular insert brand here. First surprise that there were no rooms available at 3:40 p.m. for my res. And second was after stressing need for safety bars in the shower, my room had zero. Still love the beds and will patronize other hotels, but probably not this one again. Last day at this one, I had turned in a handwritten complaint to the FD manager, and the next day was told by manager that she does not read cursive. I told her she does not deserve the position if she's not smart enough to find someone who could read a cursive message from a Blueberry Elite guest. She pointed at the front door and told me to use it.
So wait.
Did you actually tell her to use it?
I don't remember exactly, but I think I did. I know. I think I said, you know what? There's the door. Have a nice day.
So wait, what was so bad? Like, why did she leave a survey the second time?
Something about her room not being ready before check-in time, because we checked her reservation. She did get in early, just not as early as she wanted. And she was stressing safety bars in the shower, and it didn't have them. So they put her in a handicap room, but not one with the specific bars she wanted.
Okay.
Because
okay. And she only got in 20 minutes early.
Yeah, exactly. Because all of our rooms that say handicap, they're all freaking different.
Every single one.
They're all different.
Different so level of ADA.
The associate was like, okay, and they put her in a handicap room, and it wasn't the exact layout of handicap she wanted.
She got like hearing impaired, but wanted mobility impaired kind of a thing.
I don't know exactly, because again, I'm on leave, but I thought that was hilarious. One, she came back. Two, she remembered me. And three, she repeated our conversation.
She repeated it.
But not only she repeated, she flat out admitted in there that she told me that I'm not smart enough and should find another job. She put that in there. She again, admitted she said that.
Again.
My boss thought it was the funniest thing she has read.
Oh, my Hannah. But so you know how to read cursive.
Yes, I just couldn't read her freaking cursive. She's a 100-year-old lady writing in cursive. It looked almost illegible. It was ridiculous. Oh, yes, Liz.
Liz, in the back.
So did you have to respond to that survey?
Well, I'm on leave, so they probably did.
She's gone, yeah.
My guess is associates did a canned response. Just like, have a great freaking day.
Yeah.
Thank you for your criticism. We will review and reevaluate our way of doing our job.
Had I been there, I would have done a fun response. I would have done a pre-canned response, but snuck in a part like, we will reevaluate our cursive training or something like that.
We will ensure our associates have gone through cursive training that they should have received in third grade.
Yes, cursive of the elderly.
That's OG cursive. It's not easy cursive to read.
I can actually write in cursive. Like, I can read and write in cursive, but it was just so freaking illegible. Or just talk to someone. Come down and tell me what's wrong. Why are you...
She wanted to leave you a love note.
And I still have that note saved in my phone, too.
I bet you do.
But I thought you guys want to know that that came back to haunt me.
She clearly didn't take your advice of using the door.
No. Or she did. But again, to come back.
She found it worked.
She found
ways.
The door again. Yeah.
Guys, it is totally true. And I've seen this online. All those customers and people that say, I'm never coming back here again.
They always come
you
back.
You always do. You threaten us with a good time, then you show back up.
I can't tell you how many people on our do not rent list that have been told you are not welcome back here. We'll come back.
It's yeah, amazing. And then it's always the night audit agent that allows them back.
It's gotten better.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. But it's yeah, just to all you listeners out there, if you ever tell someone that you're not going to do something, then don't do it. Or just don't say you're never going to come back.
Or keep do and leave. No, leave a survey so we can laugh at it.
Yeah, that too. I will never patronize this hotel again.
Don't promise me it's a good time.
I know.
Patronize.
You've had some really fun ones, though, Bill.
Oh, my God. You know, I was sitting here thinking about it going, God, it's been so long. I don't remember which happened when. And then I realized there hasn't been an episode in 7 months. No, nine months. So, whatever. Let's see. We had an overdose.
Oh, that's a bummer.
No way.
Yeah.
They live or no?
But did you have your pen?
It was a completed overdose.
Chill.
Three.
If Liz was there, it wouldn't have happened.
Oh, no. It would have. Because unfortunately, the young lady.
That way.
Yeah. She was found on the bed unresponsive. Unfortunately, the people that had checked in went on a bender.
Oof.
And one of the ladies took too much.
That's so sad.
But like, what did you do? Like, did someone call for a wellness check?
No, there was actually a noise complaint from an adjacent room. Stop.
Sorry. Noise complaint?
Yeah, there was a noise complaint from an adjacent room, and security went to the room.
Security!
So security shows up to do a wellness check, and talking to the guy and one of the women, sees the other girl on the other bed and says, hey, I need to talk to her. She doesn't respond. The people can't wake her up.
Oh.
They call the paramedics. Paramedics show up. They take her away. she's pronounced.
So wait, the other guests didn't know that she was passed, or they knew that she was passed, they were trying to cover it?
No, they said that the last time that they had talked to her was about 3 hours earlier, and that she had been unresponsive. They thought that she just had fallen asleep.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so sad.
So unfortunately, no amount of Narcan would have helped in that situation. She was she was long cold. Yeah.
Did you have much to clean up? Did you have to call in a crew?
No.
Replace the mattress?
We replaced the mattress just for the bad juju effect.
Yeah. Did you have people barricade the coroner when they were like vacating the room and stuff?
No. I mean, fortunately, all of this was like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people just weren't up.
Was this not on the podcast? Did I talk about our dead person? Because I was pregnant at the time, so we might not have been reported.
Dead person?
The one where we literally had to call in a crew to get the room.
No.
My God.
You have stories.
So many dead people stories. This was so traumatic. Where we got a complaint. My assistant manager was working because it was nighttime and I'm usually during the days. And a few people came up and they're like, hey, our colleague hasn't been answering our calls. We haven't seen them in like a day or so. Could you do a wellness check? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, of course. And so whenever you do a wellness check, you always take somebody else. So she took an engineer. They went up to the floor. And my assistant manager said as soon as they made the turn, she knew that this wasn't going to go well. And so they go to the room. They're knocking. Nobody's answering. And then so the engineer has to basically break into the room because the security latch is on. Mm-hmm. So he's able to use the tool, get the latch open. And as soon as the door opens, the smell was so bad, both of them nearly got sick. Oof. And my assistant manager said, you know, she covered her mouth, covered her nose, just went in to like look for the person, saw them slumped over the couch, and she immediately exited. Mm-hmm. And she called her general manager and was like, hey, there's for sure a dead person. How do you want me to? And she's like, okay, I'm on my way. So while my general manager was on the way, she called the police, let them know what's going on. They went up there and they had been dead at least a few days because they were melted into the couch. Like they're all their body and juices completely melted into the couch and into the floor.
Fused. Mm. Yeah.
None of us could obviously go into that room. They had to call in a third party and that couch was obviously not savable.
I would hope so.
That couch was gone, but they also had to rip up floorboards because the juices for that person were also sinking into the room below.
Ew. Oh, yeah. My Hannah. So
this remediation company was there for at least a week. They had to do so much to get all of that person out.
Interesting. A week.
Yeah, at least. But that room didn't go back for a while because we had to order new couch.
Interesting.
The general manager was so like icked because she went up there with the police and she was like an emotional mess for days after.
But that's
she
part
said
of
she
the
could
job.
Still smell it. I don't know if she's dealt with that before.
The smell doesn't leave you.
No, she's like, I could still smell it. And she wanted nothing in that room that had been there previously.
Good for her.
She's like, I don't want a single linen there that used to be. I want everything new. New chairs, new this. She's like,
good
nothing.
For her.
Well, all the juju.
Yeah. The juju.
Okay, so do you guys, like, do you have any ghosts that haunt your hotel?
I mean, I don't believe in them, but some people do believe in that.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No, I don't. I've worked at some of the most haunted hotels. I've never seen anything.
Well, I know. I'm not going to name names, but that one has really good stories.
My one before that was around back when they would bootleg alcohol to the river. And so there's secret tunnels beneath that hotel.
Yeah.
And there was supposed to be ghosts all the time, and people would tell stories. And I'm like, I ain't seen nothing. So,
but did your engineers or housekeepers?
They all had stories.
Yeah.
Housekeepers always had the stories.
They had the stories.
So, Gwen, do you believe in that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay, what about Bill?
Open-minded skeptic.
I was about to say, so we got a no, a yes, and an undecided.
Open-minded skeptic.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely a yes.
I've had some really weird stuff happen, but at the same time, it's like, is it a trick of my own mind, whatever? Like,
no. When house carts move on their own?
I haven't had housekeeper carts move on their own.
Oh, well, I've had engineering carts and housekeeper carts.
Like, I've never witnessed anything, so I can't.
Like, the most recent one that got me was a couple hotels ago. I think I told the story. During COVID, we were closed, so we were just deep cleaning and keeping the hotel up. And I was shampooing carpets, and I heard a little girl giggle behind me.
Ooh! And
it was like a little kid. kind of a thing.
He's a demon right
and
there.
And it's like nothing, none of the equipment that I was using could have made that noise. I was the only person in a like 85 room wing of the hotel. I stopped the machine. I looked around and all I said was, okay, I hear you here.
You have to acknowledge them.
Yeah. And then I just went back to work and shampooed the rest of the carpets.
That's so funny.
At my hotel, I mean, I haven't like witnessed any, but there have been a few over the last couple years, but we call them by name, like on the floor that you they died
to.
On.
Yeah, you show them respect. You have to.
Yeah.
That's
And I've responded to injury, like a few injuries to the same room on the same floor. And I'm like, this room is haunted. Like there's some bad juju in that one room in a 500 room hotel to respond to the same room in 2 week span. Like is not a coincidence.
What was the origin story though?
That's when you buy a lottery ticket.
I just thought something would be happening in that room. But there is a room where someone did OD.
Just one. Okay.
But my team did respond to that one, and I still have associates have obvious PTSD from it.
I mean, one at like our old hotel
dealt with a lot of
Yeah, but I remember there was a jumper on the 11th floor.
Remember that one?
Oh! There were two.
Yeah.
I was on maternity leave then too.
There were at least two at that hotel.
There were more than that. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, just that I was aware of there were two from the 11th floor.
But I do recall specifically engineering carts and housekeeper carts would constantly be moved. And so they would try to enter the room. And when they entered the room, they would go back for supplies to refresh the room. And the cart would be all the way down the hall.
Oh, my gosh.
And so whatever spirit, whatever entity just like, no, you're not going to be in this room.
My general manager, she is of Hispanic descent. And the girls are fairly like religious and have certain beliefs. They did something to the room to like cleanse it spiritually.
Like sage it?
I don't know. But whatever they did, the housekeepers will like go in it now.
That's the man. You know, you have to do something. Even if you don't
confidence.
Yeah, even if you don't believe in that or anything
She was also
else.
Very forthcoming. Like, she didn't try to hide it or sweep it under the rug. My general manager was like, you know, okay, this happened, but this is what we've done. This is what we're doing. So the team felt comfortable.
Well, you have to.
Especially with housekeepers. Nobody ever dies at the hotel. They always die at the hospital.
That's Disney for you all day long.
If their juices are everywhere, it's kind of hard to sell.
Fair argument.
If you smell it down the hallway, you can't really hide it.
Yeah. Do you want to know something wild? So we all could smell it because I went up there to the floor the next day with my boss. I don't know how to explain.
He's with you.
I don't know how to explain the smell. It was just bad.
Nothing smells like decomposition.
It was weird. Like, yeah, exactly. I don't know how to smell it. I don't explain it, but it just smelled bad. And no guests complained.
Interesting.
No guests complained. And they were able to get the body out and nobody saw. So no guest ever found out about it. It was only staff that knew. It was pretty crazy.
It's so weird that nobody complained about that.
Wait, but how do they transport?
They usually put it on a gurney in a bag, and they usually take it down the service elevator out the back door. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was pretty close to the elevator, so.
Okay. I've heard the story of ours. We had to, like, barricade and make sure the hallway was, like, clear and safe of guests to go down the service elevator.
My last dead body, we had to do that because it was at the corner room at the end of the hallway. Again, we've had a few
of these. You haven't had a dead body, Liz?
I have not had a dead body at my current job yet. And you're going to jinx me. Knock on wood. I don't know.
I knocked on wood.
Who can respond to those emergencies? It's me.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's just a thing that happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, jump into the news. At least we're not cruise ships.
I know.
Have you heard of some of the stuff that's going on with cruise ships?
I
have no idea what's going on with cruise ships.
It always goes on. Educate, man.
I'm about to. So in the last couple days, there was a cruise ship where it has one of the water slides that the bottom shattered.
No.
Apparently the dude that was on it went ripping past where it was broken and got totally chewed up. But didn't fall out of the...
Did
like,
he
didn't fall
die?
Out or, no.
Okay, that's good.
But today there was an article from a cruise ship in the Bahamas. Two people drowned.
Is it the famous cruise line that I'm thinking of?
Isn't it always?
It's in the news. It's Carnival Cruise
Line. Carnival.
Lines.
I was going to say. Carnival. Yeah.
I know. Poor Carnival. But yeah, so there was that. And then there was, a couple of people that have fallen overboard recently. It's like, what is going on in the cruise industry?
Guys, haven't you heard that's the way to, like, commit the perfect murder? Is, like, on a cruise ship and just toss it over? Because then you're in an international waters. They never find the bodies. Like, that's a thing. There's, like, documentaries on that.
So when are we taking a cruise?
I know.
It's been on my bucket list, and maybe it's taken off now.
Well, and I'm sure you guys have seen, that's literally a big Netflix documentary right now, The Poop Cruise.
I know. I wanted to do a whole review on this, remember? I text all of you guys. Like, I wanted to do a review on The Poop Cruise.
I haven't watched it yet.
What service is it on?
Netflix.
Okay. All right. So we'll do The Poop Cruise, or we'll watch The Poop Cruise.
It's so old now.
But still.
It's old news.
Oh my
God. I just saw it.
You did watch it?
No, I saw it like pop up. Like, it tells me to watch it.
I literally texted everybody about this months ago.
I know.
Okay, I will admit, I tried to start watching it, and I was like, I don't get what I'm watching, and then I stopped it. So I need to dedicate some time to watch The Poop Cruise.
It didn't have a bomb enough soundtrack for me, you know? It's not K-pop demons, so I don't know if you can hold my attention.
And you know what? I actually had a submission. I didn't send it out to you guys.
We had a submission? What?
Yeah, it is a little long, so I'm going to kind of summarize it.
Is it in cursive?
Is it in cursive?
No, it's not in cursive.
Just sticking it in ChatGPT like we do our survey responses. Smart.
No, it's not.
Tell ChatGPT, say, hey, can you summarize this for me?
No.
Make it funny.
I hate ChatGPT.
No, ChatGPT is amazing.
No!
You shut your mouth. Do not disrespect our soon-to-be overlord.
That's the concern.
Dude, AI is taking over the world.
I know, it's true.
Like, it's a great tool. If you haven't used it, please try it out. It's amazing.
Don't even get me started on it. As a parent of a third grader, I have a really big issue of ChatGPT.
Your third grader uses it?
That's what they're teaching this year in the school year.
What?
It's in school?
Yes. How to utilize AI.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
That's teaching you how to be lazy and not learn how to write.
Thank you.
You need to learn how to write. You can learn ChatGPT once you graduate.
Well, even beyond graduation.
How's it going to read cursive?
I should plug that in and see if it can read her writing.
It could. I think it could.
Jesus.
I want to trust the system because as we were growing up, we grew up with internet. We grew up with Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So our teachers taught us how to utilize Wikipedia and how to cite your source.
Right.
Also, I learned how to use Urban Dictionary.
I'm sure you did. We still use Urban Dictionary.
Didn't you have an entry or two in there?
Resident Deviant is definitely in Urban Dictionary.
Well, and our own individual industries are coming up with their own versions of AI. Like,
wild.
My industry has that. Like, last year when I had to do all of my associate reviews, they were like, oh, click this button for an AI resolve.
Whoa.
I couldn't do that. I wanted to handwrite everything. Well, type it
what
out. You know what oh. I mean you know what I mean like yeah. I still typed it all out, but they were
not in cursive.
In cursive, no, but there was a prompt where it's like, okay, after you type everything out, do you want AI to
edit?
Yeah,
like summarize.
Edit and I summarize. No, I don't.
I love that.
It takes out the critical thinking of everything.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm on a time crunch.
I got too much shit to do in too little time. You know, I'm not going to argue with you.
I don't think either of you are wrong. Both of you have very correct points.
Yes.
I mean, when I had over 90 associates, that would have been very valuable.
Absolutely.
But if it's 90... I still think that every individual person needs to have their own.
See, but I just use it more as like an editing tool. Like, I kind of tell it exactly what I want and I essentially write it and I just say, can you make me sound better? And ChatGPT helps me sound more like a professional adult.
You're not a professional adult?
Not in my first draft. Not in
the first draft.
Draft Miss B is real. And then we got to edit her down a little bit.
Yes.
Can I be real with you guys though?
Yes, always.
So there are some surveys that we have to respond to. I copy it, I put it in a ChatGPT, and I say, respond to guest survey.
Honey, that's every survey for me.
Well, we've talked about this before. I do that. You have to have the pre-canned responses. Yeah.
As soon as ChatGPT came around, that's exactly what I use it for, because I would spend, I don't know how many hours a day responding to all those surveys where they've already left their review, and I've already read it. And
you can't do anything about it. There's no recovery. Yeah.
Either that, I'd be using my pre-canned responses, and it wouldn't sound personal whatsoever.
No.
So ChatGPT makes it sound personal.
The pre-canned responses, I have to go into my files, I have to find it, I have to scroll. ChatGPT, it saves time.
See, we have little drop downs, but they're not personal. They go, thank you so much for your feedback. We value you. This says, oh my God,
we will reach out to the appropriate department and we will provide coaching.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. To the necessary leadership.
Yes. That one. That one.
Even when it's me.
All right, so
oh my goodness. First
line. It's a bit of a long read. So appears to be a server in a restaurant and sent a story that is deeply detailed, and I'm not going to read all that,
though we love it and appreciate it.
But the story is titled Gummy Grandma.
Gummy.
I don't think you're going to like where this goes.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
So a couple comes in, and a server that seated them watches the husband begin getting very flirty with the grandma, while his wife sat there seemingly unfazed. After discussing the odd interactions between the couple, they realized that grandma wasn't related to them when she was talking about her grandchildren and her children.
Oh,
okay.
The night went on. The husband ordered some very spicy soup, asking the grandma, do you like it spicy?
Ooh.
Turns out that they believe that the grandma was part of a thruple.
Spicy.
Now, I don't know if it was a drawback or what got her into the thruple, but apparently grandma had only a single tooth.
Oh!
Thereby earning the nickname Gummy Grandma. Gummy.
Carrot shredder.
Oh, ooh. God. Allie. Oh. Guys, we want more submissions. Tell us your crazy stories and your gummy grandmas and your dead bodies. We're here for it.
And please don't get upset with us if we run it through chat to make it a little shorter and summary.
We're all ADD. Our attention span isn't that great.
Yeah, that's part of the problem why we have disappeared for so many months. But we're back. Like I said,
better than ever.
I don't know if say the jury is out or there's a work order in for that. Yeah.
Work order. Strike order.
I don't know if we're better.
Where's engineering?
Engineering!
I'll say, you know what? We're here. We made it.
Yeah.
We're still kicking.
We're surviving.
Yes.
Not thriving.
No.
Not thriving. Mm.
Oh, you know what, Liz? I wanted to ask you, since you're in such a different part of the world.
State?
How? Yeah, it's like a different world up
it
there.
It really is.
No, look, if you've been there, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Different.
Okay. Are you going to ask about the clientele?
In the future, yeah. No, I was just curious, business-wise, okay. Have you guys seen occupancy changes?
So my brand business model is to decrease ADR to increase occupancy.
Ooh, the whole company's going heads and beds.
So we have seen crazy occupancy. Like, it's been strong, like, the entire summer. But, like, what was it? Was it yesterday? ADR went down. Saturday was, like, 425. Sunday was 190. And you can imagine the different clientele that that brings a 500-room hotel.
Price miners.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they want the ancillary revenue.
The reason I was asking is, like, there's been a bunch of articles out about tourism in Florida being off by, like, 30%. Mm. Vegas seeing just huge,
I saw that
swings in their occupancy.
And they blame millennials.
Well, no, we are seeing that, but the response is to just drive down ADR.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. The goal is to drive down ADR?
Well, no. The response to it has been, let's decrease ADR to get heads and beds.
You're buying your occupancy?
We're probably giving different deals to Expedia, Groupon, like all the third parties.
Well, yeah, you're going for more opaque reservations.
Yeah. Oh, but it's been great. It's been so fun. Yeah, I've been called racist a lot.
Yeah, I get that. I love when this one lady, I still remember this. I'm sure I probably told it on this pod. They were like getting so mad at me and called me racist, and they were Hispanic and whatever. And I just felt like a dignified response. And I was just like, no, that's not correct. Continue on. And then at some point I left and my assistant manager was with her, and she's like, your manager is so racist. She obviously doesn't like Hispanic people. And she's like, she is Hispanic. Like, her maiden last name is this. She's like, so I wouldn't be pulling that card. And the lady's like, really? She looks so white. She's like, well.
Now who's a racist?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to America. We're a melting pot.
Oh, you had one of those the other day, Bill.
The which one?
You had that guy that was throwing a hissy fit at the front desk because your systems were down. Oh, and God. He was like, oh, I'm going to like contact, you know, corporate. And you're like, okay, well, yeah, it's going to be me.
When you contact them, can you tell them that we need help if they could bring our systems back online? Thank you.
No. Okay. So what happened was we've got some new associates at the hotel. One of the girls was training and I was supposed to be with her for about a 3-hour window because we're short on people. So okay. I was working the front desk for about 3 hours with her, and about an hour in, I hear,
hello. Sorry.
Just keep going. So about an hour in, we're working. Everything is busy.
Yeah.
She's been making mistakes. I'm trying to like prevent those mistakes from crossing the counter.
Yeah.
And off to the side, I hear a whole bunch of clicking, like electronics shutting off.
Oh.
And our key encoders cease to work. Our PMS system says no host found. Everything just goes down.
Yay!
Turns out that the uninterruptible power supply that it was plugged into that is supposed to prevent all of that just crapped out.
That's such a bummer.
Took everything offline. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. This guy comes in. He's there to check in. I explained to him that fortunately the system is down. We're trying to get it back up. He says, well, what time is that going to be? I'm like,
Let me get my crystal ball.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm yeah. sorry. I
get you an answer.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tech issue. It just crashed. We don't even know what took it down, let alone when it'll be back up. And like 2 seconds later, he asks the same question again. Well, when's it going to be back up? So I explain everything again. It's starting to feel like Groundhog Day, right? He asks it a third time.
You should have gotten what's that black ball that you like
turn magic,
magic ball. Ball.
You should have got a magic eight ball, given it to him, said, why don't you ask?
Yeah. He said that.
I would have loved to. So I'm going back and forth with this guy, and finally in frustration he leaves. And I'm just standing there like, what the hell?
My gosh.
This woman that was sitting across the way from the front desk that also is impacted by this outage looks at me and goes, you can't say it, but I can. That guy was an asshole.
I love that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love when that happens.
But a new power supply put in, put everything back together, turned it on. It took 40 minutes for everything to boot up.
That's pretty good.
So,
I know, right?
Wow.
So there were a bunch of people that were negatively impacted. And so I'm like, you know what? I don't care if they ask for it or not. We're going to provide a discount.
Okay.
So we took 20% off for every single person that was impacted.
Jesus.
I mean, the system went down at
for what? 40 minutes?
No. The system was down in totality for 2 hours.
Oh.
And it was during crucial check-in time.
Yeah. So right. I'm like, you know what? As a measure of goodwill, I don't care if they are fine with it or not. We're going to give everybody a discount. Gave them all 20% off.
They're still going to complain.
This guy comes back in to check in for his one-night reservation.
Mm-hmm.
We explain to him, we're so sorry for the interruption, blah, 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 blah. We want to give you 20% off. He says, that's not good enough.
Exactly.
What do you think he would want? What was the game we would play? Name that compensation.
Name the compensation. Not only did
name that compensation.
Not only did he want that stay free, but he wanted to give him enough points for a 2-night stay somewhere else.
You know what? For a shot in the dark, that was damn close.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I've done this song and dance a few times.
So he wanted that night comped.
Course.
Plus, he wanted a comp night and have me extend his reservation for tomorrow night.
I said,
no.
Hard pass.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to opt to say what? No. So he gets upset with me because, you know, oh, we're supposed to make the stay right. I said, absolutely. I understand that. That's why we're offering a discount. We recognize this was inconvenient. The system went down. It was out of our control, but it's our responsibility. So we're offering a discount to offset that. He goes, well, what time is check-in time? I said, 3 p.m. He goes, well, you know, now it's 7:30 and I haven't been able to get into my room. I'm like, sir, you checked in here like 5 minutes after the system crashed. You were here like 5 minutes to five, been 2 hours.
I'll give you a late checkout 2 hours past.
No. So then he's like, oh, so now you're counting minutes? And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you were doing the exact same thing the opposite direction.
You know, one of my favorite things to say to guests like that, that, you know, they just want the world and you're not going to give them that.
There's the door.
aside from that, I say, you know what? I don't believe that we're meeting your best needs and we may not be the hotel for you. So let me go ahead and find you a reservation elsewhere with a comparable rate and I'll help you secure that reservation. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to leave. That's inconvenient to me. I'm like, but what I'm offering you is not pleasing you. And if you're not having a good experience, I want you to have a good experience someplace else.
Exactly.
There's the door.
There's the door.
There's the door.
You don't have to. I'm leaving you of your reservation.
Yeah, I'll waive it.
No penalty.
Exactly.
No, nothing.
I'll go ahead and cancel your reservation at no cost.
We had an associate issue this last weekend with an employee that had a dog in the room that was causing all sorts of problems, barking, noise complaints, et cetera. So front desk contacted the guest and the guest claps back about how it's their ADA dog.
Oh my God. I would love to get that so I could have so much to say.
Exactly. And so the front desk told him, well, I understand that you're claiming that it is a service animal. However, we are receiving multiple complaints. Your animal is a nuisance.
Yeah.
Woman was not having any of it. Comes down to the front desk to complain with said service animal. And on video, we're watching the interaction and the dog is yanking her all over the lobby.
Oh my God, I roll.
Barking at everybody that walks by. It's like, this is not a service animal. And she's yelling at the front desk supervisor about, you know, you need to learn your job. You're stupid. Just absolutely belittling her. Totally obnoxious.
They better have gotten evicted.
So she's told, no, your behavior is unacceptable. No, so they told her that her behavior was unacceptable and that she needed to leave.
I want to fight her.
Less than an hour later, there's EMS in the parking lot, and she, for whatever reason, she had to be taken away in an ambulance. So it's like,
what?
Just crazy stuff. But, you know, the whole time she's yelling about how we're violating the law, you need to learn the law, and I'm going to call HIPAA. You mean you're going to call ADA?
It's someone you can call?
Yeah. No.
No. HIPAA is a protection law.
Yeah, but it's not like an 800 number you can call?
No.
No, not so much. Do you know what my favorite thing to say to guests like that is, because we do get stuff like that where they go, well, it's a service dog. We're like, okay, as a service dog, I have to treat your dog as if it was a human.
Mm-hmm.
And your human, or, you know, your service dog right now is barking and making a disruption. And if I had another person doing that, I would evict them. So we're evicting your dog.
That's a great slant. But like, we've gotten this so many times that I have the ADA law printed out at the front desk for them to just pull out of a binder and hand over.
Yeah.
Right. And it clearly states that if the dog is aggressive towards others, if it is
not becoming
a nuisance, if it is causing damage, if it is defecating, urinating, all of those are reasons to evict even a service animal.
Yeah, because we would treat it as we would a person. If there's a person hitting and barking at other people, they're out.
You gotta go.
Mm-hmm. And I love when they go, well, where are they supposed to go? And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's not my problem. Well, I'm just gonna leave it in the car. What if something happens to it? Again, that's not my problem. That's something you need to handle.
Well, and another thing that was funny about the interaction with this woman was that the noise complaints, when they were investigated, the dog was alone in the room.
Another violation.
She was challenged about that, she said, well, I can't take my dog to work with me.
Really? If it's a service dog, that's exactly where it would go.
Right? Wouldn't that be a reasonable accommodation?
Oh my gosh. Well, on that note.
But no, last week was just ridiculous. Yeah. We'll wrap this up.
Any closing statements? Liz, do you have any input?
This has been absolutely phenomenal, and I need to come visit so we can do it in person all over again.
Yes.
Get the band back together.
Yes. Your spot is empty at our table.
I'm glad. It should be reserved.
It is reserved. Literally. We need to get you like a little place marker thing. Like,
in loving memory of.
I'll make something on Canva.
Cut out of her.
Yes!
And just put her there.
No, I like this version.
All right. On that note, thank you so much for listening. We have been away, but we will be back. I'm not sure what that capacity is going to look like. Depends on schedules and everything else. If we can get together, maybe it's remastering some of the old forgotten stuff that no longer exists.
And maybe bringing on some new fresh guests.
Yeah. I hear there's a guy that works in a similar field with you.
Possibly.
Security!
Yeah. Security!
I thought it was scurry.
Oh, I need
security!
There
security!
Scurdy!
Scurdy!
Oh, you mean Lily! Lily didn't like it.
Arouse the beans on that one.
Come here!
Ooh, come here! I like rousing the beans.
Yeah, that was the beans. On that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember to follow us on all of our socials. You can find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. Just search TFTSI or Tales from the Service Industry. Feel free to shoot us an email. Give us your submissions. Tell us your horror stories and your service industry job at OG3@TFTSI.com. That is OG, the number three, at TFTSI.com.
Yeah! She still got it. She got it.
Wait, hold on. I got one more. And visit our website at www.tftsi.com. If you have a submission and you don't want to email us, scroll all the way down to the contact us submission form. Drop us a line.
Boom. Couldn't have done it better myself.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. Bitch. Amazing.
Cheers.
Ladies, it has been a delight. I can't wait to do it again. Liz, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for bringing Lily Beans into the frame. Ms. B and Baby B and Baby B too. Appreciate you being here, Gwen.
My pleasure.
Love having you around. And until...
You better.
You heard it here. And until next time, whenever that time is, we will be back soon.
See you later.
Bye.
I love you, Mama. Bye.